name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and the peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus be with you. As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of Christ, we call to mind the mercy and the graciousness and the goodness of the Lord our God. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have
mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Let us pray. O God of life, in a blaze of light on Mount Tabor, you transfigured Christ. You revealed him as your own beloved Son. And in so doing, you promised us a share in the destiny of glory that was his. But in the blinding flash of weaponry, we, your children of that promise, annihilate life. We disfigure the face of Christ, and we mock his gospel. May the beacon of that gospel pierce once again the clouds enshrouding the earth, so that even in the darkness of these times, we may believe your day will dawn. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set in place, and an ancient one took his throne. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and flowed out from his presence. 1,000 thousands served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood attending him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. As I watched visions in the night, I saw one like a human being coming with clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient One and was presented before him. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion and shall not pass away. And his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Yeah. reading from the second letter of Peter. We did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we had been eyewitness of his majesty, for he received honor and glory from God the Father. When that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased," we ourselves heard this voice come from the heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Jesus took Peter and James and John, and he led them by themselves up the side of a tall mountain. And there he was transfigured before them. His clothing became dazzling white, whiter than any bleacher could bleach them. And there appeared with him Moses and Elijah. They were speaking to Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, "Teacher, let us build three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Now, Peter didn't know what he was saying. He was speaking out of fear, for terror gripped all of them. And all of a sudden, there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and out of the cloud came a voice. And the voice said, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." When the disciples looked up, they saw no one, only Jesus. And as they were walking down the side of the mountain, Jesus sternly warned them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man be raised from the dead. And they did exactly as Jesus told them, all the while wondering what this meant to be raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Every year we welcome a missionary to St. Matthew's to share the Word of God with us and to speak to us about the work of the church that is beyond our community, that is broader than our community. And then also to offer us the opportunity to support that work. Now, more often than not, the missionary who comes to us is a missionary from a foreign land. That's not true, though, this year. This year we have a local missionary, a missionary who is part of a community whose job is to do missionary work in our own city, in our own community. And so I am pleased to welcome Brother Hillary of the Franciscan Brothers of Peace to join us this morning.
Thank you, Father, and good morning, good and faithful people of St. Matthew's. It is a great joy and honor to be present here before you, and I've been very blessed and fortunate to be chosen as one of our local missionaries here in the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. It's amazing. In the short 8 years I've been here, I have never found such an archdiocese as willing and so generous to the poor as you all do in giving so much in so many ways. I guess you know by now I am not from St. Paul. I am originally from Brooklyn, New York, My mother's from Ireland, my father's from Scotland, and people think I'm from San Juan, Puerto Rico for my dark features. Amazing enough, years ago in growing up, I grew up in a wonderful, loving family. I remember the day when I told my mother and father that I wanted to become a brother. And with my mother's great Irish wit and shock, she said, "Mother of God in heaven, there's enough problems in the church." And my father barely making it over to the refrigerator to crack open two Budweisers to cheer on my new venture in life. In growing up in a household full of love, my parents gave me everything. I lacked nothing. I only knew what it was to receive. My curiosity was, in years as I got older, what it was to give. And I knew that in accepting God's invitation to entering the religious life, I would be able to accomplish that one curiosity that always was in the back of my mind, what it was to give. And in becoming a brother, I have learned that in many ways and in many years I have been a brother. As a Franciscan Brother of Peace, we have been here in the Archdiocese for over 24 years. We are coming up to our Jubilee year next August, and we will be celebrating 25 years of service and outreach to the poor and the homeless and the incarcerated. I am very thankful to the Archdiocese for allowing us to do all these great works of charity. Myself, I get to do many things, something of which is not very far from your parish. I have ventured into street ministry in the last 8 years, and I work with the homeless right downtown in St. Paul, with the poor and the homeless, venturing out into the streets, working with them. And also I'm a chaplain at a women's correctional facility that I have the great honor of working with four of Mother Teresa's sisters. And we work in counsel one-on-one with these women in prison. It's amazing how sometimes these people who I work with in the streets do end up in jail or in prison. But in many of these areas of which I get to see and be with these people and bring them food and clothing, I realize anyone can do this, but the great joy I get out of working with these wonderful people, I get to bring Christ to the streets, to the prisons, to the homes, to areas of which sometimes Christ is not welcomed, and yet we are very, very fortunate to be there for these people who are so thirsting and wanting to know about Jesus Christ. We just had a chapter or a very important series of meetings, and now all our brothers are venturing out into the streets, not just some of us, now all of us are. We have moved and scheduled different ministries around so that we can all venture into the streets, not just in St. Paul, but also in Minneapolis. So we are reaching out even more. We are 9 members of our community, and it's amazing at the end of the day, I give thanks to God every day that in 9 men, what we can accomplish, it's amazing. We don't sit around wondering and have board meetings and big meetings of, well, what are we going to, where are we going to go? We just given up on that. We just do it. And that's the way it has to be if we're going to be serving God's people. It's amazing also that in the 8 years I've been not only in the streets and the prisons, how the people respond and are so thankful. And that's because of people like you in the Archdiocese that have been so generous to us. And people here in St. Matthew's are benefactors of our community. As you know, we live in the convent, the former convent of St. Columba Parish, and that is the mother house of our community. There at the mother house, we have a large food shelf. We have no borders at our food shelf. We're considered an emergency food shelf, so when people have exhausted all their resources, they can come to us, even those in Minneapolis or the suburbs. They can come to us for food. Sometimes food shelves only allow 1 visit a month or 1 visit every 2 weeks. What does a family do for the rest of the month? It's a very difficult situation, especially when you have babies. I know working with the Missionaries of Charity, Mother Teresa sisters, they now have a maternity home in Minneapolis, and you would not believe how many times they run out of baby food or diapers, and I go on the diaper run, and it's another exciting part of my chores there that I love working with these sisters. But again, because of generous and good people like yourselves, you keep us going. You keep the poor fed. You keep them clothed. It's amazing how we read scripture. When I was homeless, you gave me shelter. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was imprisoned, you visited me. And yet, because of people like you, we get to do all these beautiful works of charity. We get to bring Christ to all these people who are in great need. So again, I am so honored and so thankful I get to come before you to remind you of the work that still goes on because of people like you in this archdiocese of ours, allows us, helps us, supports us, and gives us your love to continue this beautiful work of serving the poor. Again, from all the Brothers of Peace at our Mother House, we thank you, and we're very grateful to you. And also, Father, thank you for letting me come to your parish and to all of you. May God bless you. Thank you.
I remind you that the collection immediately after the stewardship collection, the second collection, will go to the Franciscan Brothers of Peace. There are plain envelopes on the ends of the rows. If you wish to use those envelopes to put that that gift in, you certainly may do that. That is the second collection, the collection immediately after the stewardship collection. Please, let us turn to the Lord God and pray.
For the church, that we may be transformed through our listening to the word of God, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the grace to recognize Christ, that we may be open and attentive to the many ways Christ comes into our lives and respond generously to all that God asks of us, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are striving to bring forth the reign of God, for preachers and teachers, for social justice advocates and peacemakers, and for those who suffer and bear the pains of others, that God will fan into a flame the sparks of truth and grace that are present in the hearts, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the establishment of peace in the Mideast, that all parties may turn from violence and terrorism and find new ways to resolve disputes, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, especially Dorothy Edmondson, Lucy Argo, Bill Brengman, and Margaret Horst, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death. Amen.